listener production.
G'day, it's Ange and Josh for another week of Something Wild on Everything Southwest,
where we try and give you a little bit of inspiration, some ideas, or, you know, just have a bit of fun. Outdoors related, really.
We've got so many episodes already in the bank. So if this is your first time tuning in, don't forget to favourite Everything Southwest and it'll give you the notifications on when these pop up. We've done ones on first aid, which is actually really great. It was when we were a little less silly that day. We've done ones discovering Pemberton discovery tours.
What water purification.
Yeah.
We've looked at an introduction to surfing.
Yes. So lots of intro stuff here. If you're an expert at anything, I'm sure you've found other podcasts, but this is Southwest specific. We can tell you where the good gouge is. God, that was such a 2000s word, wasn't it?
I must have been living in my tent during that time.
Well, you're not living in a tent now. You see, Josh spent 13 years in the outdoors. We worked out by days in the outdoors. He lived in his tent for 5 years. Not in a row, but was an outdoor educator and loves it. But these days, you're a bit of a 9-to-5 weekend warrior.
Yeah, the daily grind has caught me. I've grown up a little bit. No, I haven't.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I haven't done that at all. I've just taken a sensible job for a little bit of time. And so I finally get what people go through when they're doing the grind, the 9-to-5, and they say, I don't have time to go out on the weekend. I get it. I feel you. So we're going to give you some tips to make sure that you can get out there.
Weekend warriors, unite. All right, Josh, we live the 9-to-5 life now. Well, it's not strictly 9-to-5.
No, you work 4-till...
4-till, like, 1-2 o'clock.
Yeah, and then sometimes on a Friday.
And then quite often on the weekends. And then you're really busy as well. Sometimes you're working in schools as a relief teacher. Sometimes you're working really hard on the golf course.
Yeah, well, you gotta balance life out.
But anyway, what we're saying is we ourselves, who are so passionate about this that we put this podcast together, struggle to get out in the nature and do the thing that we're talking about.
So we wanted to give you some tips that we've found work best for us in making sure that we're adventuring every weekend.
Yeah.
So do you want to start us off, Ange?
Yeah. What I really need is to go into the weekend knowing that that's the plan. So a plan is really important for me because if the week gets hectic and the day-to-day, what are we having for dinner? What do I have to wear? I know these things sound lame and routine, but let's face it, they're the decisions in life that bog us down. Whereas if I know that I'm working towards going away on Friday afternoon when you knock off, then I know that that's got to be in the overall sort of story of the week. You know, do a little bit of extra shopping when I go and pick up something for dinner for camping that weekend. Think about getting the gear ready. So plan is imperative.
We all love the idea of being spontaneous and, you know, just hitting the road on the weekend, getting up Saturday morning, hitting the road, don't know where you're going and you're going camping. But let's be honest, that doesn't work. So have a plan leading into the weekend so that's what you're working towards. Now, plans can always change, but that's our first tip.
Yeah.
My one is pack early and pack often. And I'm a shocker for this, but don't leave packing till the morning that you want to leave or the day that you want to leave. If you've put the plan in place and it gets to Wednesday afternoon and you've got through your 9-to-5 pretty easily, then you know what? Put some food into your kitchen box and stick it in a spot in your garage so that it's easy, ready to grab and just chuck into the car when things get hard later in the week. You know, roll the swag or check your camping gear, make sure you've got your tent and your sleeping bag and make sure you've got everything together in the one spot so that it's easy later in the week when you're a bit frazzled and brain fried.
It's also quite a nice mindfulness activity to do during a hectic week is plan for something that you genuinely enjoy and you'll probably feel your spirits lift a little bit through that as well. One thing that's been apparent to me since living in the Southwest, you know, the days of the Northwest eternal sunshine have gone for me. Southwest, you actually have to check the weather. And yes, you have to check the weather, but don't hinge your trip on the weather. just pack for what the weather will be and still go regardless of whether it's rain, hail or shine.
Like I say, there's no such thing as bad weather, just poorly prepared people. If you think there might be some rain about, you know, throw in the raincoat. It's not going to take up that much extra space. So by packing early in the week, you can keep an eye on some of those things. Now, another big thing that really helps us is make yourselves held accountable by rallying a bit of a crew around you. So get some mates who have similar interests.
Same age kids.
Or no kids.
Woohoo! We may have mentioned once or twice, don't take parenting advice from us from this podcast. We don't have kids.
And mention your plans to them really early in the week, because they will hold you accountable. We've found that they'll turn around and go, hey, we're still going camping this weekend. And it'll be that Friday morning where you're going, oh, I just cannot be bothered. I just want to chill out in front of the TV all weekend. Mm. And they will give you that motivation that you need to make sure you go camping that weekend.
Now, this one is actually genius. And I would like to not credit us for being genius, but the fact that we're so lazy, if we don't do it, it ends up in us spending a lot of money on takeaway when we come home.
Which I really enjoy, a halal snack pack on a Sunday evening.
After a camping trip. No, I'm talking about meal prepping. So cooking something in advance before you go, either sticking it in the freezer or just having it in the fridge. If it's just a weekend warrior trip and you've cooked it on Thursday night, that's still fine on Sunday.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you've done something like that, then you're able to get back on the Sunday, have your dinner, and then you've got leftovers for Monday. By doing your weekend warrior adventure, you're not starting the next week in a deficit or behind the eight ball back at work, back in the grind. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got some leftovers. You've got lunch. Day one, you can kick off and you're back on track, going the right direction.
Look, this podcast is unsponsored. This is, you know, we do this to make sure that there's, you know, awesome local people who are getting out and enjoying the outdoors as much as we possibly can. But I will say, I've just signed up to Crazy for Fruit and Veg, who deliver you a box of fruit and veg from around the southwest. What a hack, life hack that is. It's direct from the farmers and it will get delivered to you either, I think it's either Friday or the Saturday or whatever. But basically that means when you get back from a weekend camping trip,
your shopping's done.
Your shopping's done.
And it's seasonal, which is really great. That for us, that's what we like to spend our money on, and it takes a bit of some of those mental decisions away from us that we don't have to find out what's in season.
Yeah.
Because it's coming direct from the farmer and they're only going to give you what they're growing at the moment.
The other thing is as well is maybe in your Sunday activities for your camping could be going and checking out local markets near where you are. There are so many weekend markets around the southwest that you wouldn't have to go far to get to one if you're in a camping spot, and incorporate that in the trip.
Or if you're like us and you don't have kids, pop in at a brewery or a winery on the way home.
No, we're trying to get organised for the week, Josh. Sort it out.
Yeah, but it pairs. There is a the Willy Abrupt Malbec pairs really well with a halal snack pack on a Sunday evening. I can recommend. That's Huey's hot tip for this week.
You are an entirely ridiculous human. But thank you for your company, and I hope there was something in there that gave you a bit of inspiration that it is absolutely fine to be a weekend warrior, and we just got to put a little bit of thought into it beforehand.
Yeah, be prepared and make it happen.
Well, enjoy everything southwest for the next couple of days. Suze has always got a hot tip on where to go for delicious wining, dining, and good times. Cliff's always catching up with a local legend.
And we'll be back with another episode next week. And with the weather looking the way it is, I reckon we can do ice camping, like snow camping.
Josh might be at work next time we record. Thanks for joining us. This is Something Wild.
A Listener production.